Hey guys, it's Jason. I'm the host of the Time Will Tell podcast here on Anchor. I'm also one of your most loyal listeners, I would suspect. As soon as they come out, I've got to listen. And I'm often on the Facebook page saying, Welcome, Rabbits. So I just wanted to say thanks for this amazing podcast. The whole team is great. I love every one of you. You're amazing. And from down here in Tijuana at the moment, keep up the good work. Have a great day.
One of the biggest problems for any of these niche conspiracy communities, right? Because that's the problem, right? When you talk about conspiracies in particular, it's so fractured within that that community, right? Any one of those niche communities inside of that, dude, the biggest talking heads of those that people follow and listen to, even they say some of the stupidest shit, right? So that's the problem. The problem, again, is that people aren't getting what is being said. And that's why I said at the beginning, I didn't want to get stuck in the weeds, because again, we'll do this for days and days and days talking about each individual little thing. That's why is it flat or why is it not flat? The point is, the information that we have about what we live on is filtered through something that you guys have already said 10 times, right? Some filter that we don't trust in so many other ways. And there's no way for us to verify this outside of going through that filtered information. That's all this comes down to.
True. Very true.
It's a major, major argument in the fact of why both sides or sides within one side can't have a logical conversation without it turning into an argument.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I would love to change with this topic and other topics too, is where it just turns into people yelling over each other and calling each other names and laughing at each other, because we're not going to get anywhere to find any sort of truth in anything if we're calling each other stupid and moronic and
globetards.
Yeah, like in flurfs and whatnot, like whatever flurf. Name, you know, you want to people call each other, or, you know, even just get gets downright nasty. You start calling people, you know, retarded, and that's just it gets like we've been told, but the problem is you have the main argument, like I said before, is not the shape that from what I've come to conclude in this, it's the suppression of information. And the biggest portion of that suppression of information, yeah, could be the government, but NASA has a big hand in it, and there are things that they have done more recently that some could be true, some could be not. And one of the bigger ones for me, which doesn't change the shape argument, it changes
the color of Jupiter. Yeah.
it doesn't change the shape argument. It changes the what is reality argument. Because when you do have, you know, water bubbles on the ISS or on some spacewalks, what are we talking about here if we're in a vacuum? You know, that's one thing. Or you actually seeing these guys correcting each other on a cable, that is suspicious.
Yes.
And that is very suspicious. And that's where the shape for me isn't as important. It's why are you lying? And it goes back to the moon landings and the technology being lost, which is the biggest red flag. That should be the biggest red flag to be people to be like, all right, so clearly, whether it's round or it's flat, we're being lied to about something. And something huge.
We can all agree on that.
Yeah. And I think that's where flat earthers and people who believe in a globe earth can fully agree. And I think that's where everybody needs to start. I think that's the biggest problem.
I think that honestly, that's the real piece is really that. And, you know, it's, you know, you can have all these different things that you believe or whatever, right? And nobody believes, and you're never going to get everybody to believe the same thing, no matter what it is. Right. So that's like another big problem is everybody's, you have to be on the team that believes it's flat or that it's not flat. And it's like, you have to be able to step away from that and be like, you don't have to be on one of these teams. And you also have to not listen to the bullshit and be able to weed through it and get to like the finer points of what's happening here. It's a question of reality. The real thing is, like Dave was saying, they're hiding something. And I think that flat earth is really just a psyop to get most people to look, because a lot of the information's coming out with the internet, a lot of the stuff that they've suppressed and hidden and lied about when it comes to space and all these other things is starting to come out. So they were like, how do we do this? Well, let's mask it in this super ridiculous thing that 99% of the people would just blindly laugh at for no reason. They'll never look at anything that a flat earther says, even though in the 10,000 pieces they bring to the table, there's a handful of them that are actually like, wait a minute, that thing right there is one of those things that you're like, nobody can really give me an answer on. Doesn't mean it's flat, but it definitely means that they definitely lied to us.
See, that's the stuff we need to be talking about. And
yeah,
next time we come to the table, you know, because I believe we should do this again, we should bring some of those things. What are these points that flat earthers talk about that have people scratching their heads? I want to hear them.
I think that's a new approach that hasn't been used before, and that's something that I really wanted to start doing, was not to persuade people to believe anything, because I still don't believe flat earth, but there are talking points that both sides absolutely can both shake each other's hand and go, all right, we need to talk about this, because this seems like bullshit. And one of the more interesting things you see with a lot of these major proponents, the stuff you can find on YouTube, you got some bigger guys like Mark Sargent and David Weiss, there's two of the larger proponents, and they both say, you're not going to find this information on Google, yet your stuff is on Google, YouTube. Mm-hmm. So contradicting yourself, that the stuff that we're finding for information is your stuff. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I came in with that is, you got one of them selling an app. And I think it's for some people, monetization is kind of the goal for some of it. And then some people, you're not really bringing anything to the table other than arguments. And like I said, the NASA should be the first point that we look at, not the ice walls, not anything else, not the curve, not what your feeble human eyes can see. It's what is going on above us and, you know, at certain, you know, facilities that we have, you know,
amen,
like in Houston and, or even where Jeff, where you're at, you know, those places. I think a lot of people, you can tell people a lot of things about NASA and they're like, oh, well, no, we got this, we got that. And there's the images argument where like, they're not real photos. Well, fucking of course not. They're composite images, because if we can't go that far in reality, then you'd have to stitch together a bunch of pictures to make something look good. I mean, we all use Photoshop just for our own shows for certain things, but bad argument. But
yeah, Jeff,
I think it's looking, no, bad. That was a bad example by me. Looking at the
you said it, Dave,
bad the moon landings, like the whole, then you're spidering out into different, you know, conspiracies. You're talking about what's the nature of the moon, what's the nature of planets. I think that those are all interesting talking points with one theory, but I don't think that they all should pertain to the one theory. I think it's because then you get into all these other things, like Jeff was saying, you're in the weeds, you're talking about the firmament, you're talking, mm-hmm, about the curve, this, that, the other thing. And
this is why I say space is fake. It's super hyperbolic and like extra, and it's a clickbait phrase on purpose. Space is fake for this reason, because it's not saying the shape of anything. It's not saying anything. It's just saying the term space, if you look at the definition of space, right, that was given to us by suits. Just the word space was given to us by suits, right? So it's like that idea of what they've handed down to us is fake. Not that there's not a realm up there and all kinds of crazy shit happening or whatever. It's just that what your mind, when you hear the word space, that whole perception that you see, the Cosmos movies, the National Geographic shit you've watched, all the cartoons you've seen, all the comics you've watched, all the video games you've seen about space, that's just bullshit. right? That's the point. It's something else happening. It may be similar, but it's not that.
I'll tell you what. My cousin, and I'm going to say the word, and everyone's going to be like, oh, that place. My cousin just got picked up for NASA. She's an O5 in the Navy. She's wanted to be an astronaut her entire life since she was 4 years old. She worked her way up into the ranks, and she just got picked up for the NASA space program for their next moon launch, and they're training for it right now, and she had to move to Texas for it and all that stuff. I'm going to ask her to take a picture of the Earth for me outside Please. Of a window and, you know, text it to me when she gets home or whatever it is, and I'm going to look at that, and that's what I'm going to believe. Now, it is NASA. So who knows? Maybe they're going to intercept it and they're going to doctor it up and be like, "Ooh, take out the ice wall." But because I know, I don't know, not 100%, but I'm 99.999% sure that I will never go to space. For one, I don't like heights. So not, you know, within my own will I go to space, you know, but I'm going to take that, and if she can take a picture on her cell phone, I don't even know if she can do that, but whatever. I'm just going to go based off that, because that's the closest thing I have without looking at this, you know, realm of experts who I don't even know. I have no idea who they are. You know, they're just, you know, faceless names. I have no idea who these people are. So am I going to trust them wholeheartedly? Probably not. I have no reason to trust them wholeheartedly, right? They might say some interesting stuff from time to time. I have no idea if it's, you know, if it's real, if it's full of crap. But I know my cousin, and she's a pretty solid chick. So I'm going to believe her more than anybody else. And so I'll just have her send a picture of that. Or shoot, we'll see if she can come on the show afterwards, you know, but it'll be in a few years. Cool. And say, hey, tell us about your experience on the moon. Now, they're calling it a return trip to the moon, which that's open for discussion. This might be the first trip to the moon, you know, if everybody's kind of on the same page, who, you know, whatever. But yeah, I want to see what her experience was and see if she can take pictures and stuff and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Because I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah. My question is what would be, if space isn't what we're told, then what is it? That's a bit, that's like the,
well, that's
thought.
One of those questions. I mean, I feel like at least as far as what we have for information, that we're not going to get a solid 100% answer on that anytime soon. I don't think, you know, and I don't think we should
launch each other
that.
Into space.
It's the same question as what is God, right? To some extent, it's like, it's an impossible question for you to like put down on paper and hand to everybody for them to all understand and totally be with. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's some weird beyond level that you just can't quite get to.
Oh, I can't explain to what the Trinity is. It doesn't make any sense to a human being.
Right.
Three
it's the same kind of
one
thing.
They're all the same person. You know?
So I don't think that the suits, especially now with 100 years of like pretty advanced technology and a few hundred years, maybe a couple thousand years of astronomical, you know, observations, there's no way that I can't get fucking cell signal, right, in a big chunk of where I'm at in a heavily populated state in the United States of America. I can't get cell signal, but they somehow can tell me exactly what happened 13.5 billion years ago. You see what I'm saying? So we don't know. They don't know. Who knows?
I think one of the biggest things that I will agree with when it comes to the idea of space not being what we think it is, would be if I go outside right now and I look up into the night sky, I can point out different constellations and all kinds of stuff. You should be able to do that even on the International Space Station. But every time there's an image that's taken of the astronauts, there's nothing but black behind them. You're not that much closer to the things. They're so far out there, you should still be able to see the dots. So I look at that and I'm just like, yeah, it's kind of fishy. But it's not enough for me to be like, that's fake, you know?
Well, not only that, but you have eyewitness testimony from astronauts, right? Credible astronauts, you know what the hell they're talking
about. Saying
there's
nothing out there.
Some of them say that it's so, you see so many stars, it's beautiful, billions of stars. It's the most amazing thing you've ever seen in your life. And some of them come back and it's pitch black.
Yeah.
It's pitch black. You don't see a damn star, right? Even Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong had two different
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Recollections of where there's stars or not. So it's like, come on, bro.
Those guys. Right. Well, Buzz Aldrin has definitely said some wild things in the last couple of years.
Yes. Yeah. He's going to see now. Love it.
For sure.
Anybody can go look at the very, you have to look
didn't
this up.
Say
it's
we
on
didn't
YouTube.
Even leave Earth or something like that. We like didn't even leave.
Just, my favorite video like, of him help. Is with that 8-year-old where the 8-year-old's like, did we ever go to the moon? And he's like, that's not a question an 8-year-old should be asking. Like, then he goes into this whole long-winded spiel about it.
I'm going to find this this video. It's like the oldest, like the very first like official government release video of space, right? Like for of shit that they captured in space with the cameras back in the day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find this video and I'm going to share it in the group because you're going to watch this and you're going to be like, that's 100% fake. And it was literally released by the government. Now you could be like, oh, they did this in the 50s. Like, I was like, why would they fake it?
To psych out the other countries.
You're talking about like if other countries have, you know, said that they've gone too. Like China has probes around the moon and Russia's got, you know, Russia's in it. Then you're having everybody in the space community is full of shit. If that's the case, then it's a, do I dare say global thing, you know, like when they do say all that, then this is, and it goes back to the absolute control. And if we are in something or on something that isn't what we say it is, does that pose the question of if it's inside something, we put things inside things. We put fish inside fish bowls. We put hamsters inside cages. We put people inside cages. So could we, and that brings, I wouldn't say like leaning over to the full blown creationism, but there is something of design. And I think you have the whole saying, you know, was it art imitates life? Life imitates art. We create things that could just be like what we could be on. But then that's the earth shattering thing, like you said. That would ruin everything for everybody because that's like, okay, now it's like the Truman Show when he walks up to the wall and he's just like, wait, what the fuck? You know, like, because that's, and if that's true, that's wild. But I think that's the big argument is seeking to where the lies start and where the lies end. They may never end and you may never find the starting point. So space, sure. The space being what fake or the planets not being there, the stars not being there in space, the stars being there in space. You're going off words of, like you said, one person you've never met. Yeah. So, you know, could they be paid opposition? Could, you know, I think there's so many psyops that are currently and have been in effect for maybe even a couple hundred years that now, but now we have the technology to where we can access the information, but is the information that we're accessing not just to make you look this way when you're actually supposed to be looking this way? So this whole theory just brings up lies. And my, like I said before, my main point is let's talk about it from the bottom up instead from the top down, because that's what people do is they start from the top down and they go, well, let's talk about the curve. Let's talk about sunsets. And we're guilty of doing that, too, because it makes good content. Let's let's be honest. And we're it's fun getting shitty emails. So but
and then reading,
I want to talk to more people that are on the fence. Because, you know, like Jeff, you could say like some people would be like, oh, that dude's a flat earther, but you're not. You're asking the important questions. And if we're talking about silly things, like you said, that's the psyop. We're just going back and forth with each other and fighting over what actually is reality. And I think we're probably never going to find out what the nature of reality of where we live, what it is, and even maybe even who we are as whatever type of beings we are. So flat earth is the ultimate rabbit hole. And yeah, you guys can do a year series of the whole thing. And
there's an entire podcast dedicated to just flat earth. And they
listen to so many of them.
forever.
He's one of them.
But it is so deep, man. And yeah, I think there's just deeper intellectual questions, more like philosophical questions involved with flat Earth. Not even that don't even have anything to do with it being flat around. It's just it's the deeper questions of
stuff
the
to
control,
really make you think.
Right, the global control mechanisms and the information filters that we live in, and like just those are the real deeper questions that you can actually get to if you explore the flat Earth rabbit hole or others. You don't have to. You could go down the JFK rabbit hole. You can go down the whatever rabbit hole you want, the Area 51 rabbit hole. But if you go down far enough in any of those rabbit holes, you always end up at the same place, which is, wait a minute, I'm pretty sure that all of these systems are working together, even though it sounds ridiculous. But then you think about it, they're all using money and money's fake. And it's like, well, they're using the same system right there. So why wouldn't they be using the same system to control information about space or the ocean or the shape or whatever, the simulation, who knows?
Yeah.
And another thing.
Anyways, I'm done ranting about flat Earth. I mean, you know.
It's not a rant. It's not a rant. We want to get to the important,
it's
the important questions. Yeah, it's an actual, I guess, a precursor to a debate of more questions, because arguments get you
questions without answers.
Yeah, questions without answers, and really just whatever somebody's perception is on certain things, and we'll probably never find out. And if we do, it's you're going to have a lot of flat earthers be like, I fucking told you so. You know, like, but who knows? I mean, I really believe that it's all just to have us it's just another topic to keep people entertained
and bickering.
Yeah. And divisive. Keep you bickering, because it might be what we say it is. It's a planet, and maybe it's bigger than what we say it is. Maybe it's smaller. Maybe it's hollow. Or it's a Pringle. I mean, it could be
space is water.
I mean, that would
who
be
knows?
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, the space is water thing was something we talked about. How, and Jeremy, I think you mentioned it a little bit earlier, was there are different densities of water. Obviously, you know, the makeup of that water in certain lakes are, you know, far more dense. I mean, obviously, there's certain lakes where you just see like dead things everywhere, and it's just a pocket of, you know, death, mm-hmm. if because of certain gases that are there. But water does work like the air, and you know, if you surface too fast in water, you get the bends, you know, mm-hmm. your bloodstream fills up with what, nitrogen, mm-hmm. and you basically die from the inside out, which would be the same thing would happen if you went up in the sky super high. You die from the inside out, you know. So I think it's relative. I think we, you know, there are many questions, you know, why don't we just float off, you know, if there is something there and it's not an actual, you know, dome. Because I know I've listened to Jeff, your episode on Space is Fake, where you actually you explain them hitting it, you know, you can actually see it in footage in certain with rockets, how you can see like there's the pss, you know,
yeah,
and
the flare out or wake off a boat or something skimming off the water, like in a way.
Yeah, I think we're just I think our vision sucks. And even if we use technology like cameras, we're probably not going to be able to. Even if I use my telescope, you know, I could hone my telescope in on Jupiter right now. I could get you all the gas bands. It could get you its planets. And if I zoom in far enough with certain lenses, you can get some pretty detail. And it takes up a significant portion of the viewfinder. But without GPS, it moves out of your, especially the moon, it moves out of your view within seconds, the moon especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But would Jupiter be tan and blue like they say it is because of the new space telescope?
Yeah, the somewhat,
I mean,
web.
James Webb.
James Webb, that's what it is.
There's a whole like NASA argument. Like in conclusion, the NASA argument is really interesting to bring up to people, because they're like, oh no, NASA, we went on the moon, we did this, we did that. I was like, yeah, well, NASA was made by people from Operation Paperclip, so
right.
I don't know how much you can really really believe in certain things. But
on the next episode of Infinite Rabbit Hole Tabletop Conversations, NASA's a dick, and we all agree.
Yeah. NASA's a dick. It's important. I don't want to, after months and months and months of doing the research, I didn't get it. Like some of the proponents say, you know, 2 weeks, you're going to become a flat earther. No, it didn't happen to me, but I did have more questions than answers. So it opens a lot of discussion. And I think a lot of these flat earth podcasts and researchers that are hell bent on calling somebody a globetard and vice versa, should really sit down and reevaluate the way you look at it, because I think there's lots of credible information on both ends, and fighting over it is exactly what they want you to do. So
I kind of want a globetard t-shirt, not gonna lie.
Just remember, $60 or $65 million a day.
Yep,
that's ridiculous. NASA's budget.
Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
A bit.
And I can't get cell signal.
I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna use the universal sort of model, like for movies, where it says universal and it's going around the globe, and it's gonna say globetard t-shirt.
Perfect.
Love it.
He's jotting it down. Love it. All right. Well, I think we're at a natural stopping point here. I would like. Hey, everybody. Bear with us while we take this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
To put a little disclaimer here, specifically out to Sir David Weiss of David Weiss and David stuff.
Like some friends.
So I've also heard that David Weiss has an issue with people reading his emails on shows, that he likes to threaten people if they do it and whatnot. So just, you know, be careful with that, Dave. So I'm going to put a disclaimer out there specifically for David Weiss. And this is a legal disclaimer. If you email the Infinite Rabbit Hole, I will read your email on air. That is that. Okay. And I'm putting that out there. And it doesn't matter what you put in your email. Doesn't matter if you say you'll sue me if I'll read it. I am putting out a disclaimer right now that if you do, it will be read. This is your warning. This is legal. This is legal. Okay.
Just leave us a voicemail.
If you want to really get sued, you could name this episode Infinite Rabbit Hole's discussion of Flat Earth with Flat Earth Dave, and then you'd really get fucked.
No. That all of that debunking David Weiss. Just like this one big
I don't want to debunk him. I want to have a conversation with him without him screaming at me. And I don't think
you lose an argument.
It's not attainable.
Though. You can't. The guy, let's be honest, man. David Weiss doesn't even believe in Flat Earth. He's a mogul, man. He's trying to make the fucking money. Okay? That's all he's doing. And every time somebody puts something on the table that doesn't jive with his Flat Earth ideas, he disconnects from the call. I when Jeff first joined the podcast, you know, I was excited because he just did a David Weiss episode. And I was like, that was really cool. That was neat to sit down and listen to that. So I started watching podcasts and listening to shows about or with David Weiss. And guess what he does? I've seen it at least 3 times now where he'll just disappear from the show. If he gets back into a corner, he just disappears. Have you guys seen that before? Jeff,
there's a couple. I've listened to quite a few episodes. I think I listened to almost the entire library on Spotify that had his name in the search bar. And there was a few. But a lot of those shows that they're on appease the theory. They're very much like, yeah, I believe, yeah, that makes sense. And that was one thing that we wanted to do the first time. We did it immaturely. The second time, we wanted to do it a little bit better. But that was the thing. I told the guys, I was like, well, why Why can't we be the show that says no? But it, we're not. You're not going to take our opinions. They're opinions. We're not astrophysicists. We're not mathematicians. We're not pilots. We're not anything. So you could take what I say with a grain of salt that Dave is a fucking moron, and I might be, you know, like, but, and that's fine. It doesn't hurt my feelings. I enjoy talking about it.
I think you're a smart guy.
I enjoy talking about it, and I think I would love to have one of these guys on. I know that Joe Rogan has even had people ask him about Eric Dubé coming on, and I think Eric Dubé is like, nah, fuck that, I'm not doing that. But you really want the theory to get out there. That is the pinnacle of podcasting. So, you know, you will get so millions.
I don't know. I have like a different opinion on this, man. I mean, I hear what everybody's saying. I mean, I've interacted with David Weiss quite a bit, honestly. I've had him on my show a couple times, but like I interact with him a lot outside of being on my show. And you know, I think that he does more good than harm, honestly. I think that he opens enough people's eyes to enough of the shit to ask the deep enough questions that it makes up for the bullshit. And then you also have to take into consideration, man, just being a human, right? Like, dude, my show's not that big, right? It's like, I'm happy with it, don't get me wrong, but it's not huge. It's not a big show. It's nowhere near what David Weiss, yeah, people know who it. David Weiss is. Nobody knows who I am. And my shit gets annoying. I have all my notifications turned off. People message me, I cold, you know, don't reply, leave your ass on red. You know what I mean? Like, and it's not on purpose. It's just like, I can't keep up with the demand of people. So like, I could imagine that at some point, David's doing 8 shows a day that he's probably like, fuck this, I'm out here, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
that's fair.
Fair. Don't get me wrong. You know, you chose that life. So I don't have pity for you. But at the same time, like, I get it. And I'm not going to like fault you for it. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he's a bad dude. And I don't think he's out here trying to scam anybody. I think that he is doing what he thinks is the best way for him to open people's eyes to some deeper questions.
He just does it wrong by berating people off the clip.
Sure. Yeah. Again, yes. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying everything about the dude is perfect at all. I'm just saying.
Well, he's from Connecticut, right? I mean, like,
everybody from Connecticut has a little bit of fucked up in him.
And we lost all of our audience members from Connecticut.
No, we didn't. Trust me. All four. They know.
I'm just saying, if anybody wants to talk to Dave and you want to have a real conversation, I can make that happen. Honestly, if you want to talk to Eric Dubé, I could probably make that happen too.
I would rather talk to Eric.
Yeah,
because he has the list, and his list is good grief. It's so long. 200 but proof. Yeah, I know that one of my guys probably wouldn't. I would love to have David on, but in contrary, the second you start spouting, we're going to disconnect you. I'm not going to get berated online by somebody.
I'll trade you. I'll trade you Eric Dubé for David Icke.
Start emailing, man.
Make it happen, bro. Let's set it up.
We'll try to get it going. We'll start the 11-month process.
Fantasy conspiracy, like fantasy football. Fantasy conspiracy, bro. We're going to trade players.
Trading cards. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. FCL, be like
fantasy conspiracy league.
I'll trade you this first edition Charizard for your
trade you Eric Dubé for David Icke.
All in all, I'd love to talk to the guy. I don't have any hate. It's just the way you came at us wrong. Just not the way you make friends. And probably doesn't want to make friends, but Mike's the wrong person to do that to, because he is a savage person behind a keyboard. So I just would not want to be on the receiving end of that.
Of these emails. I want to read them.
Yeah, I'd really like to read them. But that was a long time ago. Maybe he'd like to talk to us. But I can guarantee you, he's probably going to call us stupid if he hears our most recent episode. And I want to have more of these conversations with people that are on that type of outlet, that have the reach, because it's an interesting topic. Do I believe it? No. But there are portions of it in a nutshell that I
not
think
us.
Are
I
interesting.
It.
Yeah. So I'd like to have more of these, and, you know, I'd like to have, you know, anybody that wants to come on that's hearing this on your guys' show or our show, hit us up. Don't call me a moron, and we'll have a great time. Maybe have a couple beers, talk about the firmament, because that's one that I'm very interested in that we didn't talk about today. I'd really like to talk about that, but yeah,
maybe next time, because I think maybe that the listeners of the Infinite Rebel are going to dig this episode. I think that there's going to be a demand for more of this. And if there is, then, you know, Dave, we'll have you back on. We'll just, you know, pick a topic to dissect in the flat earth world, you know, kind of like what Jeff said, maybe we will get lost in the weeds. Maybe that's what people want to hear. I know it's not necessarily what Jeff wants to do, but, you know, we're entertainers too. So
I've gotten a lot of good feedback from our last just aimless conversation. So, I mean, this is just fitting right in there. If good. We just go out on a limb and just keep going, you know.
Right on. Well, does anybody else have anything to say before we go?
Yes. I wrote down, like, way back at the beginning of the episode. All I want to say is, yeah, we may not care, but the reality is you cannot tell me we would not be shocked, surprised, confused, the whole nine yards if the news came out that the Earth was flat or vice versa.
True.
Right? You got, that's my thing. You got to just sit back and think about it. If the news came out tomorrow, you literally would be like, holy fucking shit. The Earth's flat.
A follow-up question for that is, how many people would come out and be like, we're still
that's exactly the thing, though.
We're still globers. Or how many flat earthers would be like, nope, they're lying, it's a fucking globe?
That's exactly the thing, though.
Half flop over.
Half of them would flip just because the government said so. Yeah. I think that honestly, half of the people who are flat earthers, because that is one of the deepest rabbit holes, I think half of them do that just because it is like one of the most rebellious things that you can do in the conspiracy community, is just be like a hardcore flat earther. Like, fuck it. And if it came out that they said it, you'd be like, no, dude, no way, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Who would have to give the information for people to believe it?
Well, that's because just human nature, bro. You're never gonna get everybody to agree.
Some guy named, you know, Jeremy down the street in Menominee, Wisconsin, saying, "Hey, turns out through my own research that the Earth is flat." For the people to be like, "Oh shoot," versus the people that can shoot rockets into space that may or may not exist, but saying, "Hey, turns out the Earth is flat," you know, and then everyone's like, "Nope, I don't trust them because it's the government, because they're paid by someone that I don't know about, or, you know, whatever it is."
I feel like if Danny DeVito came out as a spokesman for the government, and
I'd believe it.
He said, "Hey, guys, the government, they want you to know, yes, the Earth is flat." Like, you know what, Danny? Yeah, I got you.
I believe him, but it'd have to be him and the whole cast of It's Always Sunny.
Fair. Cool. I think we're going to split this into two episodes.
Nice.
We'll get two out of this. Just do part one, part two. And then Dave, I mean, if the fans dig it, man, we'll have you back on for another open conversation like this, dude.
They're all like, oh, God damn it. This guy again. No, but I would love to do that. There's definitely more questions, and if we do it, Jeff, bring a list of your stuff, and we'll talk about that. Because I want to hear, instead of me talking, I want to hear the other side. That's what I'm more interested in now. Instead of hearing the top three people that we know their names on YouTube or wherever you can find them on the internet, I want to hear other people's theories. And not just another podcast that's, no offense to any other podcasts that have done some flat earth research. It's tough to listen sometimes because you're just not, it's just agreeing with the person that's there. So I want to hear it from, I want to hear evidence. And you know, you're not a full flurf. What are they called? But you have interesting theories and points, and I want to hear them. So that's. I encourage every single person that does flat earth research in their shows, podcasting, stop being fucking dicks to each other and just talk, yeah. Man. because it's annoying. It got, that was one of the most annoying things about my research, was just people just being like, well, fuck you, you know, it was just, it was so stupid, and it made it not a valid argument to listen to. I had to shut it off because I was just like, all right, now they're just name calling, and it's not just the big proponents, it's just people that are on. So I want to hear people that are actually actually want to talk about it and not be right. That's,
I want to hear something that's going to change my mind.
That too.
That's what I want to hear. Or something that's going to get my brain jogging and being like, holy shit.
You know what you need to do? You need to do the Steven Crowder. You need to go out there with a table and a banner that says the earth is a globe. Change my mind, and just let people sit down and just talk to you about why they think it, you're wrong.
No, because that's exactly what Dave doesn't want, because all they're going to do is call you fucking stupid.
No, not Dave. I'm talking about you, Jeremy. You need to go do that, because you're only hearing the four voices that are talking to you on the mic right now, and whoever's willing to come on the show.
That's what Dave is. All of it. That's what Dave's talking about, though, is that he doesn't want those people. He doesn't want. Or I'm sorry, Dave. I don't mean to speak for you or misinterpret what you were saying, but from what I'm hearing is that he doesn't want someone to come on and just be like, "No, you're fucking dumb," because that's what you're going to get if you do that.
Maybe you might get an astrophysicist on a college campus. Who knows?
I would love to have somebody with like a PhD in astrophysics. Ooh. Be like, yeah, it's flat.
An astrophysician.
Should we get Riz back on?
Well, here's a point that I just want to make, because I thought about this earlier and I forgot about it. So let me just make this last point, is that, you know, if you really want to ask those people you're talking about, those smartest astrophysicists, right? These people who know, the people who feed us this information. If you really ask them, well, dude, we live in like some weird quantum realm where nothing exists. We blink in and out of existence all the time. This shit's not round or flat. We're not in, you know what I'm saying? So like, if you talked to one of those people, that's what they would really break it down and tell you.
All ones and zeros.
So yeah, the argument of flat and round is completely irrelevant. Again, it's so much deeper than that.
And that's the conversations that need to be had.
Yeah.
Bottom up, not top down. Got to start at the foundation of the problems and the arguments, and that's philosophical stuff, realistically.
And the NASA's a bunch of dicks conversation. Yep.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick to us talking about it, but NASA are dicks.
Yeah,
take
we
it
can,
up with them.
Yeah, be send a dick to NASA.
Send NASA an email. Tell
you
them,
should get a,
what are you doing with my $60 million a day?
Yeah, my tax dollars, you dicks.
David Weiss, let's team up and take on NASA.
I would be awesome to do like what the Birds Aren't Real guy is doing. Get a van and just slap on the side of it. The earth is a globe on one side, and then the earth is flat. So if you catch the left side of that van and you're on the opposite spectrum, you're like, but if you're on the other side, you don't see it. So it's all a perspective of what side of the van you're on. So you can really, really
rough
smart,
some dude. That's a genius that. Social experiment.
Yeah,
it is.
I like
if
that.
They're doing them on us, why not do them back, right?
Yeah.
So,
dig it.
Yeah.
World tour.
I'm about to drive right to it.
I'm going
to
go get a business loan, bro, and rent a bus, dude. Let's go.
Let's all do it.
Oh.
Road trip to the ice wall. Let's explore this.
Great idea.
Naruto running from America to Antarctica.
Sheesh.
Yeah, no, it's all perspective, man. Everything is perspective, dude. And it's hard for people to even wrap their minds around that concept. It took me a long time of going way deep to even, and I still don't get it, right? But like, my idea of what I get is enough for me to get it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Thanks. Well, you know, like I just get that it's perspective, and I don't understand what the hell this realm that we exist in is, you know, and there's the language that we use does not have words to describe it, even if there was a way for our minds to understand it. So it's like we're so far beyond being able to explain this shit, and I'm so okay with that. And I think that the simple arguments are just get caught in the weeds, man. Talk about fucking skylines for days.
I think that's such a more fascinating topic to talk about, is just what is the reality of reality? Instead of, you know, I mean, flat earth, it could be a component of reality, right? Sure. And that could be something that fits into what our reality actually really is. But I think that the bigger, more interesting question is just reality in itself. What the fuck is this thing that we're living through every day?
Yep,
we're going to start a whole new flat earth movement of people that want to have rational conversations on two different sides. It's going to change the whole game. They're going to listen to these two parts and be like, oh shit, well, I called that guy an asshole the other day. I shouldn't have done that.
I think I'll call him up. Call him an asshole.
It's on both sides. It's on both sides. You got jerks on both sides that just want to be right. And I'm not a smart person, but you're both not going to find out if you're right unless we start jettisoning each other in fucking rockets and go up to whatever it is and then take pictures ourselves.
Yeah, because you better throw me into space.
Yeah, I've probably done, I don't know, man, like a dozen like TikTok live debates with people about flat earth and stuff. Kenzar has been in quite a few of them in the chats and seen it, you know. Yep. Like, you know, it's like, and it always just the same thing happens. You know, you bring up one point, the other guy can't answer it. Okay, well, let me bring up my point, and then you can't answer it. Well, let me bring up this point then, and then you can't answer it. And like, nobody has all the fucking answers, you know.
Well, that's portions of this conversation that we just had. It's the same thing. Like,
that's
everybody,
that's everything. It's you that divisiveness everywhere. Like, you get people on the left and people on the right politically, and at the end of the day, people, I mean, they're fighting back and forth constantly, but at the end of the day, taxation is theft, and we're all getting boned.
That's it, man. Know? That's the whole point, bro.
Everything is like that.
I go so deep sometimes and I'm like, that's the bottom line, bro. There it is.
Yeah. Right on. I dig it. So this is cool. This is fun.
It's cool.
We kind of got off track, but whatever.
Got two shirts. Globetards and Flurftards.
You know, yes.
Put them together and throw them out there.
I think it's just Flurfs. Don't even put tars on the end of it.
It's just flurfs.
It's just a flurf, just a flat earther, but it has to be insulting.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, you know? Draw a smurf in earth colors.
Oh my god.
What?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Do it. Smurf. Flurf.
We're going to put it out on the dead merch store. Ah, you missed
end this
it.
Episode. Dang, end sorry. This damn episode.
He's got to go to bed. He's
shut
so
it
tired.
Down. Done. You're done. Right. Bedtime.
Well,
lights out.
You will see, or you will hear Declassified Dave on future episodes of the Infinite Rabbit Hole. We are teaming up soon for another, you know what? Fuck it. Never mind. We'll just go ahead and spit it out. Declassified Dave was supposed to be our guest for the Communion episode. But the thing is that we had to go early and just couldn't get him in. Not enough time, not enough notification for him. But he will be back. He will be with us when it comes to part two of the Communion episodes, part three, part four, whatever we end up fucking doing. This is something that Dave and I have been talking about for a very long time. And now that I have all five books, I can finally sit down and to read them all. And put together something nice for you guys. Dave, I think we're just going to do it as I finish up episodes. And I know Dave has a lot of talking points to talk about, not only in the Communion, but what's that other book that you're stoked to talk about, dude?
Oh, is another one of his, Transformation? That
Transformation.
One's got that one's got some wild, wild stuff in it. And it's tough. Communion's a hard one because there's like six different versions that have been printed, and some things are taken out, and some things, if you can get an original version of it that was printed in the late 80s or early 90s, that's probably your best bet. But interesting. Whitley Strieber is an interesting guy, and it's definitely a fun one to talk about. So I'm definitely excited about that. I think I first read Transformation about 15 years ago, and it was during a, don't want to give it up, obviously talk about it in that show, but it was during a small flap between a few friends and I, where we had started to see interesting stuff, whether in the sky, and I had a friend that lost some time and saw some strange stuff and smelled some strange things, very similar to what Whitley Strieber has described in some of his novels. So
yeah, pot, right? No,
yeah, I've done that. You ever drank before? Missed a lot of time. Months.
it was all on my couch.
Well, he was straight edge guy, so
really
no drugs involved
from Connecticut.
Yes.
Oh,
what did
shit.
He do all day?
Rare.
Play drums.
Whoa.
Whoa. All
right. Huh? Whoa. Bang the drums.
Right. Well, Dave, you'll be back. Do you want to go ahead and let everybody know for the 100th time where they can find you and the Hush Hush Society?
Yeah, if you haven't listened to us before, we are a one-stop shop show. HushHushSociety.com. You can find everything, audio, merch, blogs. We now have a Rockfin for our video portion. So we will be continuously doing video. We have started to upload our older episodes on Rockfin as well. And that's rockfin.com/HushHushSociety. There's also a link on our website. All of our social media links are there. We have a Facebook group. Pretty much, we're pretty much everywhere and low-key shadow banned on YouTube, but we're working on that. So, yeah, you can find myself. I have two other co-hosts, Mystery Mike and Slick Frank Sanders. And we are a conspiracy show. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't like to hear the things that I had to say, don't listen to it, because there's like 10,000 minutes of my voice. So, but if you did, hushhushsociety.com.
Right on. All right. Anybody else have anything else to say?
Nope.
Nope.
Jeffrey's so tired.
Nada.
You're all being lied to.
All right. Well, that has been another episode of the Infinite Rabbit Hole podcast. We'll see you next time. The next path, the Infinite Rabbit Hole. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.